Golem, 1580. According to the Forward newspaper, long before Stephen Hawking warned us about the dangers of artificial intelligence, the legend of the golem conveyed to Jews the same subliminal message. A golem from Jewish folklore is an animated creature crafted from clay or mud that exhibits several forms of artificial intelligence in a man-made automaton that is difficult to control once the technology is activated and set loose in the world. Probably the most famous golem is the one that Prague Rabbi Judah Lo ben Bezalel, circa 1520 through 1609, allegedly created in 1580 to defend the Jews of the Prague ghetto from anti-Semitic attacks. The story of this Prague golem was recorded by several authors of the 1800s. A golem is usually inscribed with magical or religious words that keep it animated. For example, according to legend, golem creators sometimes wrote the name of God on the golem's forehead or on a clay tablet or paper under its tongue. Other golems were animated by the word emet, truth in the Hebrew language, written on their foreheads. By erasing the first letter to form met, death in Hebrew, the golem can be deactivated. Some other old Jewish recipes for creating a golem required a person to combine each letter of the Hebrew alphabet with each letter from the YHWH tetragrammaton, that is, the Hebrew name of God, and then pronounce each of the resulting letter pairs with every possible vowel sound. The tetragrammaton serves as an activation word to pierce reality and energize the being. The word golem appears only once in the Bible, Psalm chapter 139, verse 16, where it refers to an imperfect or unformed body. The New International Version translates the verse as, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In Hebrew, golem can signify a shapeless mass or brainless entity, and the Talmud uses the word to imply imperfect. As such, most golems in literature are depicted as dumb, but they can be made to perform simple, repetitive tasks. In fact, the challenge for the golem creator was to determine how to finally stop the golem from carrying out or repeating a task. See also Talos, circa 400 BCE, Lancelot's Copper Knights, circa 1220, Frankenstein, 1818.